Good morning. It is Saturday, June 29th, and I'm in my office in my basement. This is sort of my routine I do every morning. Come down here and get some reading done and meditation done, some scripture study done, and I'm trying to work into my routine and system. Doing more core casts like this because I get various ideas and thoughts that I can share with you, and so that's what's happening. And I just finished a book this morning by Scott Adams, you know, the cartoonist, the guy that does Dilbert, and he's an interesting guy to listen to, but and read about, right? The book I read is How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. And, it's actually a pretty good book. I'd recommend it, like a good, solid, like just how to approach a life book, like a success book. And, I think I mean, even intrigued me to maybe read some of his other books, but, he talks about the general premise of the book is to avoid. It's not so much about setting goals as it is to establish systems. And so reading through it's made me think of not only like additional systems that I could establish in my own life that will create the goals that I have, or that will lead to the goals that I have, but also the systems that I've already established. And so one of those I thought I would share with you today. I'd like to introduce you to my little notebook. And I buy these notebooks. Can you hear it? Yeah, since you can't see anything, that's it. I buy these notebooks. They're Moleskine notebooks. But they're just like, they're not like huge. I'm going to look it up here so I can give you the exact one, but they're not like the huge Moleskine notebooks. They're small enough and flexible enough, you know, they're soft bound, that they can fit in my back pocket. So I take it everywhere with me. They are Moleskine Care Journals, C-A-H-I-E-R. And I love these notebooks because for a few reasons. One is that I don't like to journal. And I think when most people think of journaling, they think like, oh, I've got to sit down and be like, dear diary, this morning I woke up and I was hungry. And then, you know, going through like every aspect of their day or pouring out their soul or whatever. So, but the way I see it is I have a stack of these now. Probably 15 plus that I've just gone through over the last few years. And to me, they're sort of a journal. And the way I approach it is that I think, you know, someday my grandchildren will find these journals and they'll go through them and they can just turn the pages and see different aspects of my life. So whenever I'm like brainstorming about something or a project or a blog post or a podcast episode, like I pull my notebook out and I just like brainstorm and doodle and write with the journal, right? And then in the future, my posterity will be able to kind of see that and benefit from it. I always think like, man, if I had like these journals from my grandfather, because I have one. My mother's dad died when my mom was 17. He had brain cancer, he had a brain tumor, and so I never met him, right? And so he's sort of this vague, iconic ancestor that feels close, but I never met him, so he's not that close. But I'm always intrigued by like pictures of him, and I'm intrigued by like if there's any traits in me that would be in him, but I just never know, right? And so it's easy to sort of build him up as like this incredible individual who was probably full of weaknesses, but I connect with him, right? But nonetheless, what I'm saying is that I would love to have like these little journals from his life that he wrote in and worked with every day. And so I don't like to journal, but I feel like there's other ways that you can capture capture highlights and your day-to-day life without like feeling like you have to like separate yourself and go into a room and do a Dear Diary entry, right? And one routine I have that I use with these, and I've mentioned this on the CoreCast before, is every night I sit down, and I've actually added to this since the last time I talked about it, but I sit down and I write three highlights, three items of gratitude, three glories to God, and then a story from the day. And I don't write these out. They literally take like one portion of the page, or one page on a really small page. And so it's three highlights, so it's literally three sentences. So yesterday I wrote that I went to Scott Warner's office to record a podcast episode for him. I finished editing lesson two of my podcast training, and I played tag in the front yard with my daughter Devery. And then that's it, right? So just three sentences, and I do the same thing with gratitude. I was grateful for my daughter. I'm grateful that my son's health is improving. And I'm grateful for specific opportunities, and I write some of those opportunities out depending on the day. And then glories to God. So I've talked about this before, but my glories to God, these are like, I've sort of turned them into affirmations, but these are like instances or events or things or miracles that could happen that if they happened, the only reason they could happen is because of God, and that God manifested this miracle in my life, right? And so, like I have 2,000 core leaders by the end of the year. I want to take my family to Disney World in January of 2020. Like these things, I have no way or means or ability to do that other than like it's just like I'm putting it out there into the universe, into the ears of God, and saying, manifest this, right? And this is I think, a healthy exercise because it pushes my mentality to think bigger. And I really believe, and one thing I've been focusing on the last year is my mindset and getting my mindset right, because I really believe that if there's anything holding me back from my goals and my aspirations, it is my mindset. And so doing these glories to God, one, it makes my mind think bigger and think more optimistically and push it. And two, it turns my success and everything back to God, right? That this is His glory. If it does happen, it's not about me. It's about His glory and His blessing manifesting it to me. And then I write a story. And that doesn't mean I write out the story. It's literally one sentence or two sentences. And this comes from a book I read by Matthew Dicks called Storyworthy, which I highly recommend. I actually just interviewed him for the podcast, and I'm going to include that interview in the Teaching Saints Summit. I'm going to add on to it, to that summit. But really good book. He's not a Latter-day Saint, but I'll be releasing his episode probably in July. But he has this concept called homework for life, where every day you sit down and you just record or note a story that happened in your life and or in that day. And it doesn't, again, it's not like you write out every detail of the story. You just write out like a moment that happened in your life. So it may be I had an interesting interaction with a homeless man as I was leaving the grocery store or something like that, right? Like something that impacted you, or he calls them that was a 5 second moment of like of enlightenment or change that happened. So that's a big part of my notebook. And then I have near the front, I have a list of names, a variety of things. One, I have my prayer roll. So if there's specific people in my life that I want to just pray about, like for example, yesterday I got an email from our Elders Quorum sends out an email every day, and there's an individual who's having some rough health problems to the fact that today he's getting part of his leg amputated. Like it's really sad. And so, they send out the email, keep everybody updated in the quorum, and then they say, hey, keep him in your prayers, of course. And so one way that I keep him in my prayers is I go to my notebook and I have my prayer roll, and I write his name on that prayer roll. And then every night after I do my journaling, my, three highlights, three gratitudes, three glories to God, I then turn to that page and I look at everybody on my prayer roll and I just sit with the name for a few seconds, right? And that's sort of my process of initiating that prayer is formulating thoughts around them. And then once I do that, I kneel in prayer for, as my evening prayer, and I sort of sanctify that and solidify it. I also have on this page is I have an average of list, as many of you are familiar with, like the you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so I've written a variety of individuals who I want to become like, who I really respect and want who are further down the path than I am, right? And so I write their names there, and I read over their name every day, just thinking like, okay, these are individuals I need to spend more time with, or how can I become more like them, right? I also have a Be Their Bishop list, and these are individuals from my time as a bishop who, let's see, right now, there are nine names on this, who I just want to keep in touch with because I feel like we have a responsibility as leaders to not just like be released and then move on with our life, but we've made certain relationships and connection with people who we can impact because they still see us in that bishop light or that leader light. And so I sometimes, as I'm doing that, I'll just send a text to somebody, or it'll remind me, oh, I need to call him and go out to lunch with him, or right. So I keep those relationships going because those are such potent relationships that we can't just let them fizzle away and be like, oh, I remember that time you were my bishop, but like we had really powerful experiences together, and we were both sanctified together through that relationship as a bishop. And so I have a list of names. That'd be a good activity for any leader to do. Like think back to a time that you were a leader and write names down of like individuals who you'd want to keep in touch with because you had such a profound relationship that was formed with them. So, and then on the outside, when I come across various stickers and things, I just put stickers on it because, like I said, I want them all each to be sort of unique. And in the future, it'll be another thing for my posterity to look at, right? So, those are my notebook. That's my little notebook. And I encourage you to do it. And again, this is a system, going back to the Scott Adams book, like this is a system I've established in my life that has blessed it. And it's a system that's helped me accomplish many goals and will help me accomplish many goals in the future. So I am now going to go get ready to at 8 a.m. this morning. I am recording a session for the Liberating Saints Virtual Summit that's coming up here soon. Depending on how quickly I get these 20 interviews recorded. Oh, tired. And should be a good one. And I'll probably share some highlights from that and other things over at Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, I'm trying to be more active there. So I'll actually take a picture I'll give you some visuals of my notebook. If you go to Instagram and follow Leading Saints, you can see it there. Have a good Saturday.